Don't you know? Okay. Yeah? Coffee, coffee, coffee? Oh, hey. I can actually bring this thing up. That way I won't make a mistake. One doesn't want to make a mistake, does one? All right. Knock on Matt's door? Lee?
What?
Did you knock on Matt's door?
I did.
Okay. Oh, is Sam coming with us? Well, are you coming?
Daniel?
What?
Headache.
You have a headache? I'm sorry. Tried to make the trip as flexible as possible, but I ran into some snags. If the plan was, while we were in Ireland, to go and visit some ancestral homes, I've got a problem in that my ancestral homes are mostly in Northern Ireland, you know, the British part of the thing.
Yeah.
But I didn't really make any particular, there was no, it seemed, decent plans to take advantage of that. So I was just going to jettison the ancestral home thing, at least for my part. I didn't know where your people came from. We gotta do some research, Lee. See if we can find this out. Oh. Yeah. How's it going, Matt? Are you gonna make it?
No,
Okay, good. Glad to hear it. Didn't end up being a wonderful choice on our part. But, what can you do? Pretty sturdy, though. Because it's only like, what, 5 years old at best? More than that, maybe. We kind of got it midterm through our Oklahoma City thing. Oh, the meadows. Yeah, we were kind of flexible about how we were gonna get from from here to Ireland. It seems that there is some, just depending on timing and circumstances, there was going to be some question as to whether it was going to be flying into Dublin or Shannon or, strangely enough, Cork, you know, which is down south, further down south. Anyway, oh gracious. That Matthew.
Why, do you need to go to the bathroom?
No. This is taking forever. We had better go then. Well, I won't talk about it until we're out there walking. Don't disturb me. Okay. Suggested. He didn't say anything about it. I think I need some cherries. Acted a little goofy, man. Goofy. Should we go sit outside? Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you. Whoa. I'm unbalanced. I have lack of hinging. So yeah, I think we just throw it up there and strap it down and see what happens. Couldn't park under here though. Yeah? The little pumpkins?
There's that one there.
Yeah.
There's another teeny one starting right there.
Like I said, Lee, give it some time. It's gonna do some stuff.
Yeah.
Are you studying up on all the pumpkin recipes?
There's one here.
Yeah? Mom can't see the stuff back in the back, I'm sure. Who knows what's back there? Okay. Quite the attitude, doesn't it? Well, the mailman not picking stuff up.
No,
oh.
It's only 2:30 too.
2:30?
Yes.
Really early, huh?
Yeah.
Well, okay, let's see. There is a little bit of potential.
What you doing?
Bouncing.
I'm trying to walk on the ball for my feet.
Oh, well, it's more of a just where you're putting your weight. You don't really have to sound.
I'm not talking about.
Just don't watch her. I can definitely feel it when I know I'm concentrating on it, you know. It stirs up all the gouty feelings. They usually go away, but still. Anyway. The biggest problem is the first leg of the journey. It's usually the most expensive. It's just... Getting to some place that has a decent sized airport that people pay attention to. So our best bet is to get to Dallas. You know? Amarillo, for some reason, if you package all of your tickets up, the difference between flying from Dallas to some place and from Amarillo to some place is immense. But if you separate it out, they try to make it really cheap to kind of make up for the fact that... So it's really confusing. And it's like, it's $500.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like... So then it was, so how can we do this as well? The other option is to take Greyhound from here to there, which is reasonably direct from here to Dallas. And get to the airport that way. That costs $218 each way, so it's almost kind of a crapshoot, except you're not taking into account, you know, gas and food and wear and tear.
Is that for
and
person?
Like that. No, that's for both. That's kind of where driving it ourselves and parking would kind of make up for itself, is that, you know, we don't charge ourselves double for the fact there's two of us. Anyway. But I said, oh, don't get hung up on that, because then you'll never do stuff. That's always the biggest problem, is saying, yeah, if you stop yourself from doing the first mile, you'll never get out. But anyway, yeah. There is a kind of an all Ireland bus path. So wherever we would land in Ireland, we can go places, and the bus goes to a lot more places than, like, say, for instance, trains. And you also can't get a train pass. That's just, you're just paying for every trip. So they've got they've got a pass for 3 days within a span of five. So you can go someplace, spend the night, go someplace else, spend the night. You can spend a whole day farting around. Or you can do a 5 day within, I think, seven. There's a couple of potential passes there. Pretty inexpensive. With the goal of ending up in Dublin at the end of this pass period, whether it's 5 days or 7 days or ten. Ten, I think, is the biggest. Anyway. Which I was kind of gunning for the lowest one. Just to say, I've been to Ireland. We went here. We visited some old relative's city. Yada yada. Everybody ends up in Dublin anyway, right? Then take a train from Dublin up to Belfast. From Belfast, you go across to this little spit of land in Scotland. And then, everything from Belfast pretty much to Lerwick is all kind of handled by an explorer path. get this Explorer Pass, which is for Scotland. And it gives you a discount on the ferry going across from Belfast to, what's the place called? I got it right here. Or I did have it right here. Yeah. From Belfast to Cairn Ryan on Stenaline, 20% off for CityLink Explorer Pass holders. Then you have the CityLink thing, and it's an Explorer Pass, and it's got, and it's the same thing, 3 days out of five, or 5 days out of 10, you know.
Yeah, it's going straight.
Paid for transit. Buses again.
Good morning. Okay.
So we could go bopping about Scotland. Nothing really, you know, set, except that at a certain time we've got to be at Aberdeen. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. And then we take the ferry at Aberdeen to Lerwick. Of course, we got this silly car rental. So we'll actually have a car in Shetland. I was still liking the idea of doing the self-catering lighthouse thing, you know? They rent out the old lighthouse people stuff. Are you all right? You've had to screw around with almost everything you got there, Lee.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Good morning.
How you guys doing today?
Good,
you?
Good.
Anyway, so, let's see. Yeah, and then we're in Lerwick. I just ballparked it saying that we'd be there for 9 days.
Is there enough to do for 9 days? In Lerwick?
Well, we're getting a car. This is the whole freaking island set. You can go up and see Muckafluga, you know, the very northern part.
Uh-huh.
There's the northern lights to be seen. Knitwear. You gotta go make sure you find your knitwear, Lee.
Gotta buy some knitwear.
Yeah. They say the sheep up there, you know, because it's so cold and kind of tricky there for half of the year. That the wool is particularly well suited to, you know, the whole warmth thing. Okay, anyway. So
we're not gonna go in a midget suit, are we?
We don't have a midget.
Yeah, but
Scotland?
Ireland?
Well, Ireland and Scotland? I think you have a choice. You just wear the crap so you don't get bit on too much. What? I figured the bed bugs were good preparation.
Oh, thanks.
Whee! I figured after all that was done, you take the ferry back to Aberdeen, and I figured by that time we'd probably be pretty sick and tired of
you ready, Matt?
The whole shebang, right?
Yeah.
And then we just get a plane to Aberdeen, fly back to Dallas, and then however we figured out to arrange to get from here to Dallas, we do the reverse and get back home.
$2,000.
It'd take probably about 3 weeks to a month.
Too bad we don't know someone in Dallas. They can just park in front of your house and come over to you. What? And then
trying to assemble certain comps of this and that, without really... It seems like their flights at that time, especially when you go out of Dallas, it's like $400 or $500 to get there. Now the Aberdeen back one. Aberdeen back is pretty good because that's still a big oil thing, so a lot of people fly in and fly out, so the tickets there are relatively cheap as well. If we were starved for time, which would be the biggest thing, I almost said, you know what, Nemro, the only time you're going to be able to do this is, it's like, you know, Eastern isn't going to tolerate me being gone. They only let you have a 2-week vacation ever. Never seen or heard of anybody being able to do anything more. And Clark will feel the need to be. Even though I could probably press it and get it, he would still probably say no, just because he said, oh, it's not fair to everybody else that just isn't going to be able to talk me into it. It's like, okay, well then. So it'll have to be between jobs. That's scary.
Yeah.
Or on the other side of Socorro, where, you know, but there's a 6-month lag there, so it has to be next year at the earliest. Where if we did it now, not now, but let's say I got the job there and I said, I'm going to what?
You coming?
Yeah. You know, I'll say, I'll show up for work October 1st or something, you know? And then it's like, but I can only give 2 weeks notice to what's their names. And I go, it works pretty good. Matt and Sam will be together. They can fend for themselves for a while. Wouldn't feel like we were just leaving Matt alone for that long. So yeah, as usual, when I start thinking about this stuff, my tendency is to just say, well, when's the right time? And you go, well, it's next week. And flip the switch and start doing stuff. But that's just me. I didn't know if we wanted to go to that level. That one seems pretty major.
Yeah.
But, like I said, while you're at it, you might as well do it. You know? Because the chances of you doing this again aren't very good. So it's like, if you're going to go to that part of the world, make sure you touch a lot of it so that you don't, you know, because they're like, well, we wanted to go here, we wanted to go there, we wanted to do this, we wanted to do that, but there just wasn't time. And you go, well, that's always going to be true. But that might be a good thing to do. So, yeah. Start in Ireland. Actually, the really cheap route I got back, it ended up being from Aberdeen to Lisbon, Portugal.
What?
With a pretty good layover. And then from Lisbon to Dallas. And you go, yeah, you just play that game. It says, and it's okay. It says, it's not a big deal.
I think I need to renew my passport anyway.
If we go soon, we might not need to. They don't go bad until April of 2021. Still get to get some stamps in this passport, Lee. Which I've been going, what happened? We gotta do it. I don't want to lose that investment. Yeah, we put a couple of $100 into that business. So, that was kind of what I was thinking. If this thing for Socorro actually works out, go ahead and you know, last time when I left whoever it was, Canon, to go to work at Eastern, I actually took a two-week break in there. I was nervous about it. And that, you know, it's just a little scary. But that's okay, you know? Anyway. So, yeah. Pretty much a good time of year. Schools are back in. People's vacations are over with, so you're not going to have a lot of tourists, particularly. Close enough to our anniversary that I can actually make good on my 30th anniversary promise that we do something great, man. Yeah? Just a couple of years off. Hey, autistic people are always a little slow. Always takes a little more time to get things done than other people do. But so yeah. So my thought is, we might put. Sooner at the HR stuff for New Mexico Tech, they don't want you to use any leave the first 6 months. Boy, they're crazier than Eastern. Eastern only was 3. So yeah, there's no breaks for the first 6 months. So, yeah. Great part is, at any given point, we just stay flexible. Flexible, flexible, flexible. You know? It's just a bunch of windows. All you have to do is be somewhere at a certain time, 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 days in the future. And between here and there, all you have to worry about is getting yourself there. So it's like, oh, well, we can go to big places or to little places or whatever. Shetland says it's just opened up, but they said that doesn't mean everything's going at full tilt. It just means that we're actually allowing visitors back here. Still got all the weird restrictions, you know, wear a mask, do this, do that, yeah. And it's like, good night. But you know what? Probably a pretty good time to do stuff like this, because everybody's wanting people just to come, so it might get a little cheaper, and there won't be the crowds, if there are any crowds. But anyway, not a lot of problems, so it may not be the worst time to do it. Think. I know, you're a madman. But that's okay. What else do you think?
That is all the costs, including what we're, you know, food,
I can't,
lodging.
I can't know. I can't know that because we don't have any set plans. And I don't really want to get us into that.
So how do we know we'll have enough money?
Huh? Oh, I think we find our way. But the question is, we have to make sure that we have our money in a form that's usable. That's the biggest thing. We'll probably be prepaid debit cards. Gen Z sorts. And interesting circumstances while we're going. Then we'll have some place where it's kind of private when we get to set. About things. Somebody asked him a question about circumcision and he talked about it and he said I've never cried so much to when they circumcised my sons.
my family to a 3,000-year-old covenant. That's actually 3,000, but that's okay. Yeah. And he said, I find much joy in the fact that that is so. Our connection to God for a man. So, there's that. But then he talked about, I forget what it was, a thing I was thinking about. He talked about wives and children. And he said something that sounded like me, as you, I'm sorry. I'm a smart guy too. And for all I know, it took him decades to figure this out. I had a lot earlier. Anyway, but I'm not, you know, who cares?
I wish people would pick up after their animals.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I'm like, 2K, they don't feel like they have to here. Oops, careful.
Good morning.
That woke you up, huh?
Yeah. Oh, my. Quite a way to start the day. You don't want to end up in the gutter. That hurts.
On your
feet. Yeah, no good. Anyway, so yeah, he was talking about parents and family, because somebody, I guess, had asked him a question about, you know, about their children. About how important they were to them. And he said, you need to be really careful. He said, you really shouldn't pander or pamper or even be too concerned about your children's desires in life. He goes, it's up to them to engage with these things. It's up to them to do it. He said, now, when it comes to your spouse, your wife, in my case, he said, yeah, their happiness and their joy is absolutely something you should be your top priority. He says, but your children? Absolutely. He says, no. He says, no, that creates all kinds of problems and shouldn't be. If they want that kind of concern and stuff shown to them, they need to get married. And then as they show that kind of concern... Good morning.
Good morning.
As they show that kind of concern and stuff for their wife, there should be a reasonable expectation that they'll get something akin to that back. And you go, and that's how the world works. He goes, I know that the world tells you now that who cares about your spouse, you know, that's just kind of a one-night fling as far as you're concerned.
You can go get a new one if you want.
Yeah, there's plenty of fish in the sea. But, oh, your children, oh, shower them. And you go, no, we're destroying our children by doing that. It's stupid. Says your parents should not really be doing you a lot of favors. You know, you're supposed to take care of your children when they're young. And that means keep them fed, housed, make sure they get an education, stuff like that. You go, but when they become old enough, your biggest responsibility is to make sure they're doing the things that they need to do to succeed. And that doesn't mean provide what they need to. You know, bring your kid into the family business. Doesn't really have to be able to do anything. You know, I'll give them an executive job where they just sit in a chair and, I don't know, answer
or
calls or something. Yeah, well, half the time they're off playing. Right, and you buy them a nice house and a nice vehicle. And it said, yeah, it says, and a lot of people think that is the ultimate thing. It says, so poorer people will attempt to do the same thing. And you see it in it says, I always know a parent is going the wrong way when their kid goes to school in $100 shoes. It says, that already tells, you know, and everybody talks about, oh, the great sacrifices my parents went through to give me the things that I have. And he said, that's wrong. That's absolutely wrong.
You know what? I went to Rick. My mom paid for it.
Yeah, I know.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I was staying
with her. Right.
So if she had not done that,
your life probably would have proceeded exactly the way it did.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I don't think that's exactly true,
but okay.
She's just pushing you to do it.
Yeah.
And at one point, after my first 2 years, I thought about changing programs.
She wouldn't let you.
No. And then I realized that she would insist on continuing to pay for everything, and that would add an extra year onto what
right.
She would be doing. I said, no, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I mean, I know it's something that I want to do, but I'm not going to make her slave and work.
Yeah.
With me for school.
It happened. You needed to do it.
Yeah.
Pretty much under your own power.
Yeah.
Right.
So that thought right there kept me from doing it. I think there was another factor though. I wasn't very confident in myself.
Yeah.
And in my abilities.
Uh-huh.
And the new program, I would have been competing with the other students constantly.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel comfortable with
you. You're not a very competitive person. That's okay.
No, I'm not.
Life isn't just all about competition.
Much better. Go, go, go! Okay. Let's do
this. Anyway. Yeah. A reasonably large chunk of money. When this happened, when the Socorro job comes up and it says that, then we don't do it for now. We wait until later.
Okay.
We wait until later. Yeah, I'm not going to get the actual time to do it. Anyway, yeah. It's kind of we have the resources to do it now. It says, well, are we going to have the resources later on? You go, I don't know. And it's kind of a thing in the favor of, if not now, when? And you go, the when is going to be probably never. And then it's like, okay, well then, let's do it. Let's freaking do it. I'm always going to be cheap, that's me, but I can curtail it a little bit at certain times, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, we're going to see what happens. Well, at least if you're seeing Shetland in the fall, you'll know why our progenitors left to find better climbs, right? And saying, oh my gosh, no wonder these guys stay huddled in their little things with the fire going and the beautiful things. Anyway, but yeah. I'm just getting a sense for it. Anyway. Let's be like when I was wooing you, Lee. You know, when you said, I couldn't believe you just kept pulling out 20s everywhere he went. Another 20, and everything was fine. It's like, most times it's going to be more like thousands. But we've got a little pile of them. Crazy, but don't talk yourself out. The cultural experience of our lives, Lee. This is like roots. Roots for us. We have just a couple of things in common. And this is one of them. Let's take advantage of it. I know, you're always going to be nervous about the money, that's
I
fine.
I am, but it is intriguing.
Oh good, intriguing is good. But yeah, I think it's going to be like, oh my gosh, Lisa, we have to do this now. You know, it's now or never. And it's like, what are we going to do? We're going to do it. We're going to go. Screw the fact we gotta wear masks everywhere. I don't care. This may be the time. Everybody else is hunkered down and scared. And we're like, let's do what we need to do. Oh, wait. There was gonna be one weird problem with it. Probably deal killer.
Yeah.
They still got the stupid 14-day quarantine.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means. It says, I'll quarantine in your country. I'll stay away from all you people, but I'm going to travel. I'm going to see people. So I'm going to hang, so I won't see people.
Oh, that's true. This is what that is. I was just thinking about quarantining when you get back. And you need to start your job.
Yeah.
But quarantining over there.
Yeah.
They usually put you in some hotel and then tell you you have to book the bill.
Yeah. And that's 2 weeks. And you're going, eh, you're just chewing up my daylight. So it might be the whole thing of.
Yeah, I don't know if that's funny.
Just go straight to Shetland. Quarantine there, and then have, yeah, this is funny. Let's see how it goes. Careful, Matt. Well, I think are you alright? You got some stickers on you?
Yeah. You're talking a frickin' horn, man. What's the essence of you versus
that?
Do you hear any other horn talking called?
No, I don't. But
okay, that's what I'm doing.
So. Oh, he got it from somewhere, so I'm quite sure there's other people to do it. Or maybe he's just real nervous and he wants people to keep their distance from him. Maybe that's what he means. That's what the horn's for.
Thank you.
maybe the travel bans will stop right before we go. We'll just have to keep an eye on everything, Lee. Like I said, I think it'll end up being like, pack your stuff, Lee. We're leaving in 2 days. We're going. It's open. We're gonna slip through the door just as they're opening it. I think it's going to be the same thing. Just need something that's got some body to it. Go! We have to dig up some... We have to move some
well,
of that stuff
over.
Well,
you never made my thing, so I couldn't put the dirt in the thing, so...
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. You know... I love you. I'm not meaning to say a thing. I apologize.
I know. I could have done it just as readily.
Gotta do something soon. It's full.
I know.
It's getting nasty.
Yeah.
This is perfect, man. That thing is gonna grow about 10 times the size it is. Oh my gosh.
Whew.
All righty.